Today, we're back in the middle of chapter 2 of the book of James. James identifies himself only as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever introduced yourself in such a manner as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ? There were several prominent men of the New Testament called James. However, there is strong evidence for the view of many Bible readers that the writer of this letter was the head of the church in Jerusalem. Paul refers to him as James, the Lord's brother. And in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 2, Paul refers to James as one of the pillars of the church. This same James is mentioned twice in the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 13 and Mark chapter 6. In both places, he is listed as one of the brothers of Jesus. He apparently did not become a follower of our Lord until after the resurrection. He was among those early disciples who, in the upper room, waiting for the descent of the Holy Spirit, continued with one accord in prayer and supplications. James' ability and his faith soon gave him a place of leadership among the early Christians. When Peter left to go out preaching, James seems to have been given the leadership of the Jerusalem church. 3 years after Paul's conversion, he visited the leaders at Jerusalem, and there he saw James, the Lord's brother. And in Acts chapter 15, at the conference regarding the admission of Gentiles to the church, James was the presiding officer. On that same visit to Jerusalem, Paul and Barnabas was given the right hand of fellowship by James and Peter and John. On his last visit to Jerusalem, when Paul gave his report, James and all the elders were present. So now, here we are in the middle of chapter 2. As I stated yesterday, James was preaching some of the things that our Lord himself taught personally. When James spoke about the brothers and sisters that would be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you saying to them, "Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit?" Jesus spoke along these same lines in Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with verse 31. There Jesus tells about the time when the king shall sit upon his throne, and all the nations be gathered before him, and how that the king would separate, as a shepherd would separate the sheep from the goats. On his right hand he would put the sheep, and on his left hand he would put the goats. And the king would say to them on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And in verse 41, he said unto them on the left hand, "The goat nations, the goat Christians, depart from me, you accursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." So why did he tell those on his left that they were cursed and that they would go into everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels? It was not because they had not had their sins forgiven. It was not because they had not paid their tithe. It was not because they had not been baptized. It was not because they did not go to the Sunday night worship service. He told them, "I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you didn't clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me." But then they would answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty and a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto you?" And then he says unto them, "Inasmuch as you did not to one of the least of these, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. That is pretty strong stuff. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.